for Matthew 23:13. We've talked about this before. It's very important that we understand it. Now, you remember the principle we've given in the past. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ moving through you is the glory. But here's another principle just as good. You cannot experience anything that is in the past. Mm-hmm. Neither can you experience anything that's in the future. If you experience anything from the past or from the future, it has to be brought into the present. That's just plain common sense. See, you can't experience something in the future. And that's what this verse of scripture is all about. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither do you suffer them or allow them that are entering to go in. You're blocking the way. And the way they do that is they talked about what God did in the past, delivered them out of Egypt and things like that. And they talked about the time when the Messiah would come, the past and the future. But they kept the Lord out of the present. Churches do that today. They talk about what God did in the past. That old time religion is good enough for me. You ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about what the Lord's going to do when He returns. That's futuristic. Can't experience either one of them. It closes the door. That is a work of Satan. He is the great deceiver. And he has worked a way that he has got the majority of Christianity deceived, got them in a place where they cannot experience the Lord because they got him in the future. They got him up in the sky, but the presence of the Lord. That's important that we remember that. Can't experience anything that's in the past or in the future. It has to be brought into the presence. Both is possible. You can bring things out of the past and bring them into the present. You can take things out of the future and bring them into the present. What did Enoch do? You remember Enoch? The seventh from Adam. But he said, I see the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. He believed. It was something of the present, and he entered into it. In the spirit realm, or in God's world, however you want to put it, God's world, spirit realm, there is no time. There is no past, present, and future like there is in man's world. Everything is in present tense. Everything that God does has its reality in eternity. So if you understand that, and if you can move into the realm of God's world, into the spirit realm, then you can begin to experience things past and present. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Come up here. I'll show you things. You understand the Greek of that, not just hereafter, some other time, but I'll show you things that are taking place right now. That's the thing that you're hungering to see. You want to see the reality of things that are taking place in those scriptures right now. Not some historical thing that's on a timeline, but what's happening now. And this is where we're headed, to learn how to live within God's world, in the realm of spirit, so that we know things of the past, as far as man is concerned, are things that are reality as far as God is concerned. You remember what it was, the Syrian army that had camped around was it Elijah or Elisha? One of them. Anyhow, his servant was scared to death. And the prophet prays, the Lord opened the young man's eyes so that he could see. And his eyes were open, he could see the angels and the chariots of God camped about them to protect them. That is possible for us to be able to live in another world, in another realm. John 3:13 says the same thing, that Jesus Christ was standing right there on the earth talking to Nicodemus, and at the same time it says he was in heaven, in the realm of spirit, in God's world. He is the connecting link. Remember, Jacob saw the angel of God ascending and descending on the ladder. That was Christ. He is the connecting link. By coming into him, we can enter into God's world. And we can know even as we are known. It's a fact. Okay, I just wanted to bring that out. Can't experience it. If it's in the past, you can't experience it. If it's in the future, you can't experience it. It can be brought into the present. It's like Matthew 17, where it says that Jesus and the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, they went up on the mount called the Mount of Transfiguration. And lo and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared unto them. And you know the account. Mm-hmm. Something of the past brought right into the future, or the present, excuse me. Remember Jesus said in regard to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said, God is not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. The things of the past that are in God are living. They're living realities. And as you come into God's world, it becomes a living reality to you too. It can happen as you're breaking through into the Lord and you move into the realm of spirit. These things become reality. Isaiah is not just... You begin to know him. And Jeremiah. And all these prophets of the Old Testament. You read the books and you read the scriptures. And the more you read them, the more you enter into that realm, you begin to know them. We're learning how to think differently, because we're going to know, as Paul said, we're going to know even as we are known. Anything's possible. To him that believes, all things are possible. We don't know 1/10 of what we're going to know yet.